Chapter 84. What's your credit GPA? C's and D's may get degrees, but a bad credit score gets you higher fees. Imagine being just one class away from graduating and having the professor tell you that passing the class all hinges on taking one final exam. No problem, you think. You're good under pressure. But then the professor tells you you won't have any idea what the test is about. That's not pressure. That's insanity. But fortunately, credit cards are nothing like this. Say you had a few credit cards and were thinking about closing a couple of them as a way to improve your credit score. No problem. A quick Google search should inform you as to what to do. One of the largest credit scoring companies is kind enough to have an article on their website titled "Improve Your Credit Score." Let's see what clear and understandable tips they have for us. So now I'm quoting this wonderful article. Simply closing two accounts not only lowers the number of open revolving accounts, which generally will improve your credit score, but it also decreases the total amount of available credit. That results in a higher utilization rate, also called the balance-to-limit ratio, which generally lowers scores. After reading this simple explanation from the credit scoring company, I have a simple three-letter response for you. WTF. And welcome to the world of credit scores. Trying to figure out what goes into a credit score is like asking Marshawn Lynch what he thought of the game. Here's what we do know about credit scores. Your credit score is a number that is supposed to represent your creditworthiness and your ability to pay back debt. There are several different companies that provide credit scores. The more popular companies issue a credit score within the range of 300 and 850. The higher your credit score, the better your creditworthiness. Your credit score can change over time. Credit cards, banks, and other lenders rely a great deal on your credit score to determine if they want to lend you money. More and more employers check credit scores before they hire. So what's the big deal about your credit score? A low credit score is no bueno. If you have a lower credit score, credit cards and banks may still lend you money, but they may not lend you very much, and/or they will charge you a much higher interest rate. Over time, you could easily pay several hundred thousand dollars more. Insurance companies may jack up your premiums if you have a low score. And that's not all. A low credit score can prevent you from getting a job. Getting stuck with a low credit score really sucks. It's the modern-day scarlet letter. But in this case, you get screwed after being branded. Wouldn't you like to know how your credit score is calculated? Well, you're going to be in for a very big surprise in the next lesson.